When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to a Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week segment. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Surovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Allison.
So this week's Mensch of the Week is a player who is not a Met, has never been a Met, but has always been a favorite non-Met of ours, who just announced his retirement this past week from baseball, and that is Sean Doolittle, perpetual mensch. The only player that could get me to like anything about the Nationals, ever. yeah, he's just a fantastic human being. And like, if it wasn't for him, I came this close. I'm pinching my fingers together. You can't see it because this is an audio format, but I came this close to buying a National City Connect Sean Doolittle jersey, because that's how much I love Sean Doolittle. I love Sean
Doolittle.
And also
the City Connect.
And also the City Blossoms. The cherry blossoms are so good. But my love for Sean Doolittle transcends my hatred of the Washington Nationals, and that is a powerful thing. A very powerful thing. He's just so good. Such a good person. It's really rare that you find, like, you know, we talk all about all the time on this show about, like, you know, we talk about folks like, for example, Clayton Kershaw and Trevor Williams during the Pride Night controversy, Dodgers Pride Night controversy, and realize that they are just the ones that spoke an opinion that is probably held by the majority of baseball players, right? But it's rare that you find a baseball player who is outspoken in the other direction. And Sean Doolittle is one of those few players. And for that, he's a great mensch, because it's really hard to find someone as outspoken as him on the left side of the political spectrum, shall we say, in baseball. So it's nice to see that.
And he's not just outspoken, he backs it up, both him and his wife.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They donate, they go to, like, pride marches, like, they're out there doing the work. So it's not just, I'm attaching my name to this. Like, no, they're actively involved in the causes they believe in.
And they have been for a long time, too.
Yes,
it's when I don't feel super duper old in relation to baseball until I, you know, realize how long Sean Doolittle has been around for. But, like, I don't want to say it's still not, like, cool to be progressive in baseball. On the contrary. But, like, it was even more unusual. It was when he first came into the bigs. It was just, like, almost unheard of, really, to I mean, I guess not everybody was going to be, like, a hardcore righty, but you just didn't talk about it. And he just sort of didn't buy into that and just sort of did whatever and said whatever he felt like doing and saying. And thank God. It's great to have him.
Yeah. And Linda referenced his charitable works. And as someone who is a DC resident, like Sean Doolittle is, it means extra to me, because he is so deeply connected and cares so deeply about this community here in DC. And that's why he transcends my any NL East rivalry that the Mets and Nationals have, because I may dislike the Nationals as a franchise, but I do love the city of DC. Because I've lived here for, you know, more than 3 years now, and it's become my home. And Sean Doolittle is a mensch of a DC resident. He's a part of this community, and he's such an important part of the DC community. And he gives back in every way and is given to so many local causes and is very involved in this community. So I'm just deeply grateful for him. That I get to share a city with him. It's awesome.
I also want to thank him for giving up the game-winning run to Michael Conforto that led to the shirtless Michael Conforto moment in 2019. Yes. That was one of the best games I've ever been to.
Doolittle, as talented as he generally has been, especially in his time with the Nationals, he did a solid to the Mets on multiple occasions.
He did.
Yes, he did.
For some reason, the Mets
have a soft spot in his heart for the New York Mets. I can't imagine why anyone ever would, but we are grateful to him.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I'll also never forget when this is going back ages ago now, but back when I tweeted that thread, but before like the nasty stuff, the truly heinous things came out about Trevor Bauer, I tweeted a thread of things that were, you know, indicators of Trevor Bauer being the guy that we now know he is. Again, people were talking about this before. The red flags were raised about him, and I was one of the folks who raised those flags way back when. And this is not me taking a victory lap about that. This is me remembering when my account got suspended after I tweeted that thread for a while. And Sean's wife reached out to me directly to talk about that. And, you know, tried to help me solve it. And the fact that she showed me that kindness and that solidarity, and the fact that, you know, there are players in baseball who are actively willing to fight against this stuff. Again, we talk about it all the time in the context of, you know, perpetrators of domestic violence and abusers, like, until this stuff is made not acceptable by their peers, it will continue to happen. And this is an instance where a peer, even if he wasn't like a teammate of Trevor Bauer's at the time, like, you know, this is a situation where you know where Sean stood on this. So that meant a lot to me, and it means a lot to anyone who cares about, you know, not wanting abusers in the sport.
Yeah, they did also, you know, we talked about their charitable works away from the field, but they did also invest a lot in making baseball more welcoming for everybody, too, at least try to. They were, you know, they were very active, and like I said, in like Pride Night and, you know, showing support and, again, taking on abusers and being outspoken about it. And, you know, that's not a stance many baseball players were really willing to take. I mean, even within, like Maggie said, I want to date myself, but like when he first came in the league, he was probably one of the few to even start it. I mean, there's been a few others now, but he was kind of on his own for a while.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so he's had an incredible career. 11-year career. I know that Mets fans are like, have a bias and have seen some of his lower moments, but like he was really freaking good for a long time,
especially with Oakland.
It's hard when you're a relief pitcher to be that good for that long.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I was looking at his career numbers too, because like I knew he'd been around for more than a decade. And so I figured I was like, oh, how was he as a starter? And like, he did not start a single game in the majors. Nope. That's not easy. And yet he did it. He found something that he was just really good at, and managed to do it while also being a stand-up human being. And that's all pretty great. I'll even forgive him the beard. I hate the beard.
Yeah.
literally the only reason I am happy that the Nationals won the 2019 World Series is because Sean Doolittle has a ring.
No, we're happy for him. We're not happy the Nationals won.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very happy for Sean Doolittle specifically.
And nobody else.
And I'm glad in his, like, retirement statement and stuff, he talked about how DC is his home and it will stay his home. That made me happy. I was like, you're not going to, like, fuck off to Florida, are you? Or something.
Oh, he would never. Not Florida.
He would never.
Where are they from originally?
I know that, and I can share it. He is from Rapid City, South Dakota. I have a family connection there, so not everybody here knows that I'm always excited to see Rapid City, South Dakota listed someplace. But no, he is Rapid City, South Dakota. So I don't know how he turned out the way he did. Just lucky, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, no hate to Rapid City, except for, like, you know, the people. But yeah, no, that's where he's from. I don't know how one gets out of Rapid City, South Dakota, but I'm sure glad he did.
But by God, he did it.
By playing baseball at the University of Virginia and getting drafted as a first baseman, which he was drafted as a first baseman.
Sure. Let's get weird.
Yep. Our mensch, Sean Doolittle, thank you for everything you've brought to the game, both on and off the field. You've had an incredible career, and you are an incredible human being. Thank you, Sean. From this Mets podcast. A rare exception is being made.
Yes.
To support all of our podcasts and see all of our work, you can go to homerunapplesauce.com. And to support us monetarily, you can go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. You can email this show, aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. You can follow this show on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and Blue Sky at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter and Blue Sky. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Sarovich.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Home Run Applesauce. You should be able to find us right there. Rate and review the show if you have a moment. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying.